You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we discuss current events, social issues, religious trends, and noteworthy news from a biblical perspective. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. On this podcast, we're discussing current events, social issues, religious trends, and noteworthy news from a biblical perspective. This episode is being released on December 9th, 2021. This week, we're going to be talking about social media censorship. Many Christians believe that this is a major problem, maybe even the major problem with social media. And while censorship is a matter of concern, should we think of it as the biggest problem that we face as Christians on social media? We're going to talk about that in our episode here today. For links to the story that we'll be talking about, as well as other related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/120921. Now for our story this week. Censorship isn't Christians' biggest social media problem. From Terms of Service, which is a blog by Chris Martin, who writes a lot about social media and our relationship with it as Christians. I'm going to be linking to the blog in the show notes, not just the article, because I would recommend checking out the other things he's written as well. But from this post on his blog, censorship isn't Christians' biggest social media problem. He says, "Not too long ago, I was having a conversation with someone about why I write so much about my concerns regarding Christians and a relationship with the social internet. This person has some insight into Christian organizations, how they are led, and why they often focus on the issues they do. He said to me, in paraphrase, it's a lot easier to get Christians to care about and give money to combat social media censorship than it is to get them to care about how social media is forming our hearts. I was frustrated by what this guy said, but I couldn't refute it. I've been on the radio every other week for the last 7 years, most of that time to talk social media. I've spoken in front of a few groups of people about social media and Christians' relationship with it. Among any group of people I've had the privilege to speak among on these issues, the issue that is often talked about the most or asked about during Q&A is social media's, or the general internet's, censorship of Christians. A lot of Christians are concerned about social media censorship. Too few are concerned about social media discipleship. This isn't surprising. We are more interested in the ways we can form the world than we are with the ways the world is forming us." This isn't to say social media or internet censorship isn't a problem. It certainly is, but I worry we as Christians are more interested in protecting our expression than we are our hearts. From conversations that I have had, as we think about that excerpt that we just read from that article, for me, conversations that I've had with other Christians and comments that I've read on social media, my observation is the same as what was expressed in that blog post. The primary concern regarding social media for Christians is usually censorship. But I believe that Chris Martin, when he was writing about this, he was correct that it should be discipleship. Now, does social media censorship happen? I'm sure it does. Does it target those who would be identified as Christians? Well, sure, it could. But honestly, I don't think it happens nearly as often as we think it does. I have been posting on the Plain Bible Teaching Facebook page since February 2010. I had to go back and look to see when I started that because it was too long ago for me to remember. And by the way, if you haven't yet liked the Plain Bible Teaching Facebook page, please go there and like that. There'll be a link in the show notes. But during that time, for over a decade, I have made thousands of posts on that Facebook page. I am currently posting 6 or 7 days a week. Do you know how many times I have been thrown into so-called Facebook jail or had my account blocked, or was not able to post, or had a post removed? How many times in the last over 11 years now that it's happened? Zero. Now, I thought that it may have finally happened with the church's Facebook page over this past weekend. I'll tell you more about that at the end of the episode. But zero times on the Plain Bible Teaching Facebook page in over a decade, with posting thousands of times, posting nearly every day, sharing what the Bible teaches on even controversial subjects like abortion and homosexuality and transgenderism and all of that. It's never happened. For the most part, I don't believe Facebook really cares too much about what its users believe or say, as long as people are still glued to the platform. I think government censorship of Christians is a far greater concern than a social media company doing it, because when government censorship comes, that typically is associated with real persecution. We've talked about that on this podcast. You can look up episodes where we've discussed what's going on in China. We've talked about that on a number of occasions. But for the most part, regarding your use of social media, if you're not being abusive or spammy with what you post, and you're not a polarizing celebrity or politician, which I'm sure no one listening to this podcast would fall into that category. But as long as you're not being abusive, as long as you're not being spammy or coming across that way, then generally I think social media companies will leave you alone. That's been my approach to posting on social media, and it has worked for me. Now, if you have faced some type of censorship, or you've been thrown into what people refer to as Facebook jail because you've been teaching or defending the truth, I'm sorry you've had that experience. I know it can happen. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. But for most of us, if we will just be careful not to come across as an abusive or combative person in our language, and we don't use spammer tactics, like sending a link to an article to every single one of our friends in Messenger, or sharing a Facebook post in 100 different groups, then we'll probably be okay to continue to use those platforms, at least for the time being, until, again, as I said, government censorship, that's another thing. And so if the government gets involved, then it's a whole other matter. But as long as the government is not involved, then I think we're generally going to be okay. However, going back to what Chris Martin talked about in that blog post, there are good and helpful ways for us to use social media, but we need to guard against being used by social media and those platforms. One of the ways that this happens is that we are not being discerning about what we read, like, and share on social media. One of the things he pointed out in his blog post was this. Just a couple of weeks ago, the MIT Technology Review reported Facebook's internal data that 19 of the top 20 Christian Facebook pages are actually not run by Christians trying to encourage other Christians with gospel truths. They are troll farms run by Eastern European internet mobs that use encouraging Christian-ish messages to manipulate and deceive Christians who don't know any better. And then he added, the internet is making fools of us. We need to be very careful with what we read and share online. Something may sound right, but still be wrong. One certain post that we see may seem like it's worth sharing, but the page that it's coming from, as we share that post, we are also sharing that page. That page may be filled with unbiblical content. And with the way that outrage drives engagement on social media, we talked about that on a previous podcast, which was also based on another article from the Terms of Service blog, and that will be linked in the show notes. But with the way that outrage drives engagement on social media, many pages will post content that is meant to provoke you in some way, so that you will comment on it, share it, and express your righteous indignation about whatever the topic is that they are addressing. But you don't need to take the bait. We need to be more discerning in how we use social media so that we are not the ones being used by it. Again, in that post, Chris Martin made this point. Christians' biggest social media problem isn't censorship. It's discipleship. So how can we use social media in a way that is consistent with our being a disciple of Christ? We're called to be His disciples. And our biggest problem, and I think he's right on this, is how we use it as disciples. How do we use social media? Social media is not going away. How do we use social media in a way that is consistent with our discipleship? Consider a few points here. We're going to go through these briefly. These are taken from an article that I wrote on social media from the series that I did on social issues. You can check out the article that will be linked in the show notes that has more on each one of these points, including several scripture references that we don't have time to get to here today. And it's also part of the book that I published on social issues. That will be linked as well if you want to check that out. But the article is available for free on the Plain Bible Teaching website. But as we think about how we are to use social media in a way that is consistent with our discipleship, keep in mind, social media, what it is, at the root of it, is communication. So whatever the scriptures say about communication, that's going to govern what we do with social media. Now, there are some other points as well that we're going to talk about, but a lot of this has to do with communication. So how are we to use social media? Number one, we are to communicate what is true, helpful, encouraging, and instructive. And we are to do all of this in love. Number two, we are not to communicate what is false, gossip, what is none of our business, or hurtful, or boastful, or what is spoken in anger. There are several verses on those points in the article. Again, we don't have time to go through all of those, but you can check it out at the link. Number three, we are to limit the words that we use. Proverbs 29:20 says, "Do you see a man hasty in his words? There is more hope for a fool than for him." Very easy to just spout off and say anything on social media. We need to limit the words that we use. Number four, we are to recognize that our communication will not do any good for those who refuse to listen. Jesus said, "Do not give what is holy to dogs, and do not throw your pearls before swine, or they will trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces." It's Matthew 7 and verse 6. There are some forums, there are some comment sections, there are some groups where it's really not going to do any good for you to try to go in there and argue with everyone over different points or different topics that are being discussed because people don't want to listen to the truth. Shake the dust off your feet, move on, find those who are receptive to the truth and willing to listen to those things. Number five, we need to guard against evil influences. There's plenty of those on social media. 1 Corinthians 15:33, Paul said, "Do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals." And then number six, we are not to be enslaved to social media. There is a such thing as social media addiction. And there are stats on that that are linked in the article that I wrote on that topic. We are not to be enslaved to social media. We are to use it if we choose to use it, but we are not to be used by it. Now, there are more that we could add to that list, and I'm sure that as we go on, we'll talk about social media again on this podcast, but we need to make sure that we remember our responsibility as disciples of Christ first when we use social media. Now, before we quit, I did say that I was going to talk about the time over the weekend where I thought I finally was getting censored or blocked or whatever it is. Over the weekend, I was uploading our weekly video sermon to the church's Facebook page, and I'll link to the church's Facebook page in the show notes as well. If you haven't liked that, I would ask you and invite you to do that and like our page there. But while I was uploading the video, I had a message pop up on the screen. It said, "You're temporarily blocked," and said something about how it looked like I was misusing the feature. And I thought, well, okay, now it's finally happened. Everyone talks about this going on. It's finally happened. I didn't know why, but somehow the church's Facebook page had been censored. I did think it was odd because it didn't seem like I had done anything that would trigger that. So I tried to search for some information on this outside of Facebook to see if anyone else had run into anything like this. And I found several posts about this where people were saying that this was a glitch and they weren't actually being blocked. So I tried uploading the video again. And again, the message popped up saying, "You're temporarily blocked. You're misusing this feature." But this time, instead of giving up, I just left it on the screen, waited to see if the video would upload. And sure enough, the video uploaded. I clicked OK on that message, finished scheduling the video. And then on Sunday, the video posted just as it was scheduled to post without any issue. So it was a glitch. I wasn't thrown into Facebook jail. There wasn't a block or a hold or whatever it is on the church's Facebook page. We weren't being censored. Again, I don't want to downplay the experience of those who have legitimately faced censorship on social media, because I know that it has happened. It does happen. I don't want to downplay that. However, I also want to offer this as a possibility if you haven't considered it. Or when this happens, maybe consider this before responding and assuming it's the other. It may not always be necessary to conclude that you're, for whatever reason, being targeted if you can't post, because it could be a glitch like this was in this case. And you're not necessarily being targeted or censored because you think that not many people are seeing your post. The algorithm is designed to make Facebook money, not to silence Christians. The algorithm doesn't care about whether you're a Christian or not. Facebook wants to make money. And if that means they want to try to persuade you to boost your post so it'll be seen by more people, then they'll do that. Or they'll prioritize the other pages that are paying for their post to be boosted and yours hasn't. And so they're showing the other pages more than they're showing your page. It's nothing to do with censorship. It's just that's how they operate their business. So as we wrap up, no matter how real and widespread censorship of Christians on social media might be, or how exaggerated and misunderstood it is, our primary concern with social media needs to be related to discipleship. Even if censorship is as big a problem as people say it is, we need to be more concerned with discipleship on social media. So let's ask ourselves these questions related to our use of social media. Am I letting my light shine? Am I encouraging others? Am I promoting what is good? Am I being helpful to others? Am I sharing the truth? Another way we could ask all of this is with this question. If someone interacted with you only on social media, would they be surprised to hear that you were a Christian? Think about that. If someone interacted with you only on social media, would they be surprised to hear that you were a Christian? We have been called to be disciples of Jesus. This means that we are to follow him in every area of our lives. So let's make sure we are reflecting the life of a disciple in every area of our life, even with what we do online. That's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I hope you found it to be interesting and informative and helpful. For links to the posts that we cited and the other links that I mentioned, visit the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/120921. The Plain Bible Teaching Podcast is also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. If you use those platforms, please subscribe and rate the podcast there. If you know of others who should be interested in hearing this episode or would be interested in the podcast as a whole, share that with them. I would appreciate that. And if you see a news story or a blog post or something that you think might make for a good discussion, please email the link to me at andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. Also, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter will be delivered to your inbox each Friday with articles, podcasts, videos, sermon outlines, and more. Visit plainbibleteaching.com to subscribe today.